This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Tabrook Reservoir. Hello, I'm Tabrook Reservoir.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with no interest whatsoever in the National League South or North. They are tin pot leagues that nobody likes. Nobody likes them. I'm Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan is on the buttons and like basically does the whole thing. I've turned up with nothing this week, haven't I, John?
Unarmed. We've actually come back literally from holiday to do this.
Just for this.
Just
for this. I've flown in direct from Portugal, Faro Airport, John. Ever been to Faro?
No.
Ever been to Portugal?
I've actually not ever been to Portugal.
Oh, I'll tell you what, John, you're missing out.
Is it nice?
I don't want to say it, but to the thousands of people that listen to this podcast, but Portugal is the best holiday.
Is it really?
Honestly, it is beautiful. Brilliant, brilliant place. Was going to be taking in some football this week. Portimão was going to go and see. I thought it was Sunday, the match. It's Friday. They've changed it. That's typical Portuguese, isn't it?
Bastards.
Isn't it? Portuguese men of war. That's a jellyfish. I'm now
a jellyfish.
I've forgotten we're doing the podcast.
Everything you knew about podcasting and broadcasting. While we speak about Mediterranean countries, there's something we've neglected to mention last week. One of the stars of Love Island this year.
Yes.
Was Maura.
Maura.
Now, for National Obsession completists, was that Maura Kitson?
The National Obsessives. If that was Maura Kitson, John, geez. We have messed right up.
Yeah.
She was the breakout star.
Yeah.
Of Love Island this year, Maura, wasn't she? We'd never heard that. I've never met another Maura.
Didn't actually watch a second of it.
Come on, John. Never met another Maura.
No, I haven't.
So I can only imagine that this Maura was our Maura Kitson.
Yeah.
On Love Island. She's a huge star now, John. She's on This Morning and everything. She could have been on there going, they could have been going to her. So Maura, what other than love and islands, what are you interested in? Well, you know, hello, tiddly eye. Is this racist? This might be racist.
Maura, what part of Ireland are you from?
Hello there. hello there.
But, so whereabouts in Ireland are you from?
Oh, yes, all the little places in Ireland that speak. That's better now.
All over.
I'm in Cork. I'm like Cork. Now. I don't know where she's from. Well, no. I love the National Obsession podcast. That's what she could have been saying on national telly, John. Bumped our numbers right up.
She doesn't listen anymore anyway, because for any new listeners to the National Obsession, I inadvertently chased her off.
No, John, you bullied her till she left the podcast.
I just didn't think she was real.
We gave a FOF number out last week. What was it, John?
Oh yeah, a bit of FOF admin would have been 22, Harry 22. Salvage. FOF 22.
20.
I don't know why I didn't
win. Harry Salvage, which we enjoyed this week, didn't we, John?
Yes.
Harry Salvage architectural reclaim. Some iron gates.
Iron gates.
For sale he's got there.
It's metal detecting.
Exactly. This is nothing to do with the National League.
Not at all.
Which is what our podcast is about, John.
Yes.
I've been away, John. I've kept up to date with Torquay United, but this isn't a Torquay United podcast,
it's not,
of course.
No, absolutely.
Solihull Moors away. I didn't catch the result. I can imagine we thrashed them.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you about that later.
I know what happened. I know what happened there, and I've got a theory about it.
I want you to be sat down with a stiff drink when I tell you,
John. I've got a theory about it.
Okay.
And no one's to worry. No Torquay fans are to worry.
Fine.
Anyway,
yes,
the National League football.
Do you want to know what's coming up in the podcast?
I'd like to know what's coming up in the podcast. Hey, oh, hang on a minute. Before you do that,
put that drum away.
I'm pleased you've employed him again.
Yeah.
I've listened to some other podcasts recently.
Yeah.
Which is rare for me. And they all refer to their podcast as a show.
Do they?
Which you've always told me off for doing.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's right and who's wrong.
Because it's not a show, is it?
John, what's coming up in the podcast?
Well, I mean, all sorts on
news?
This edition. We've got lots of National League news because we've had two rounds of games.
The first two rounds of games. How exciting, John.
Very exciting. And you've been out of the country for all of them.
I've only been out of the country for 2 days and I had to come back.
I've flown back because the National League needs you.
The National League needs me to podcast about it.
They put the signal up in the sky.
There just aren't enough football podcasts, John.
We might hear from... I was thinking, I haven't actually run this past you.
Oh, just throw it at me.
Is Hurst around?
Oh, yes. I think we might need to need... I reckon he's going to have something to say about Tuesdays.
Probably see if he's got anything to say.
Give him a ring.
Yeah.
Give him a ring.
Chat with Hurst.
And I'm assuming we'll have a bulging letters sack.
Bulging letters.
After last week's brilliant episode.
Billericay game.
Oh, Billericay.
Choose your own fantasy Billericay adventure.
We'll have a foff on the line. The friend of the family.
We've got another big interview.
A big interview.
Big interview.
I love the big interviews, John.
Another big interview. Jamie O'Hara.
Hey,
keeping
that's
with the
good.
Billericay thing.
See, we're not just a Torquay United podcast.
No, absolutely not. Talking United and Billericay about the sounds of things. Very, very specific.
Very, very niche.
Yeah. And also... it's a transfer deadline day in the Premier League, but there's been lots of transfer moving and shaking in the National League as well.
Go on then, John, give us some news.
This
is the news.
I
feel like we should have a, this is the news. We should have a, like, upgrade the jingle or something, no?
Well, we don't have a jingle.
For the news, we need like a, what about this? I heard the news today, old boy. And then into it. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I'm up to that.
Very good. John can do that.
I tell you what, I'll add that in post-production.
Yeah, just do that. That'd be good. And then play it now.
And it'll be absolutely seamless.
Have that.
Now. I read the news today, old boy. So, Yeovil got their National League campaign up and running on Tuesday in the end with a 1-0 victory over Eastleigh.
They lost Saturday, didn't they, John?
They did. They lost 1-0 at Barnet on Saturday. But yeah, they beat Eastleigh on Tuesday. Eastleigh themselves beat Notts County on Saturday, 1-0. But yeah, Yeovil won on Tuesday. Got off the mark courtesy of Courtney Duffer's early strike.
What, did you shin it?
Yeah. Just winning off his backside,
just,
I imagine.
Just swung his leg at it, hit his shin, bounced off someone's...
Couldn't believe he'd scored.
Arse into the back of the net. Duffed it in.
And there was a bit of a local derby on Tuesday night as well. Aldershot Woking.
Yes.
Aldershot won that 1-0.
Aldershot v Woking.
It's basically the smut derby.
Why is that a derby? Are they close to each other, Woking and Aldershot?
Yeah. Aldershot themselves lost their first game at home to AFC Fylde. Boom, 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 boom.
They are the winners.
Aldershot lost that first game to AFC Fylde.
No surprise there.
2-1, and Woking won their first game, quite surprisingly, 2-0 at Dagenham.
How did Fylde get on Tuesday, John?
Fylde? Well, I tell you what, every time we talk about Fylde now, do you want me to play this? Because we have discovered that they are the goddamn funkiest band.
This is the actual coasters. Lord, I swear, the perfume you wear,
smell like turnip green. Smells like turnip green.
Do you know what? I'm no longer interested in the National League when I hear this music. I'm just interested in... Pork and Beans.
Mm. This is the actual Coasters.
Pork and Beans would be a very good name if we were ever a double act, John.
Which one's which?
I'm Pork, okay. You're Beans. Hello, Pork. Hello, Beans.
On Tuesday night, Fylde drew 0-0 with Chorley. Chorley as well, to mention them, drew their first game 0-0 as well. Yeah. So they are yet to score and also yet to concede
well, they're doing
two
well.
Games.
2 points. Two points, John.
No, this is very true.
2 points more than Hartlepool.
Exactly. Who I obviously tipped to go up this year.
Go up, and I said would struggle. It would be embarrassing. So far, struggling, and it's embarrassing.
Sutton, they got a 1-1 draw with Barnet on Tuesday night. They opened the scoring in the 37th minute through Simeon Akinola, netted from the penalty spot. The penalty was given away by David Tewtondewater. David Tewtonde. Yeah, Sutton also won 3-1 at Hartlepool on the opening day. So they've not made a bad start, and I also tipped them to struggle this year, Sutton. So it's really off to a flyer in all these predictions. Notts County, well, they drew on Tuesday night with Stockport 1-1. And Notts County, yeah, they lost at Eastleigh on the opening day. Yeah. And Stockport, yeah, they lost to Maidenhead on the opening day as well.
Yeah, Maidenhead have started well, haven't they, John?
They have made a decent start, yeah. They drew with Chesterfield as well. On Tuesday night, Chesterfield still waiting for their first win too. They lost Dover on the opening day, so it's real kind of up in the air so far.
Yeah, because do you know why, John?
Yeah,
you may as well chuck all these teams in the air at the moment. No, it doesn't matter. We know that, don't we, John?
Yep.
None of these games matter. No one this
meaningless
league.
It's pre-season.
It's pre-season. Doesn't start till October. Till the clocks go back. No one knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
You may as well just chuck the games in the air and go, oh, some points. Give everyone some points. That's why I'm not worried about the Torquay result on 3-0 Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Because, A, it's Solihull Moors, and what the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
Well, we'll have to come to that. What the hell is going on?
You may as well play a game on a flipping ghost train or something. You may as well just go, oh, yeah, oh, where are you playing the game this week? Oh, going and getting, we've made a massive tuppenny nudger, like on the, we've made a mess. We're going to play it on them. Steps are going to go in and out. It's what it's like at Damson Park.
I think that's the first time the word tuppenny nudger has been used on this podcast. Just to round off a few of the other teams, Halifax made a storming start to the season, followed up their opening day 4-1 win over Ebbsfleet with a 2-0 win over Hartlepool Tuesday night. Dagenham, they won at Dover on Tuesday night. Bromley, there you go, got their first win in the new National League season on Tuesday night. Beating Ebbsfleet. Michael Cheek scored the opener for Bromley. Obviously lives next door to former Torquay keeper Gareth Howells.
Cheek by Howell.
Ebbsfleet did get a late consolation for our old friend and an old stager of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Aswad Thomas.
Don't turn around. Aren't you going to see my heart breaking?
Don't turn around.
Lovely. On the subject of music, and we were talking about Dover a minute, I read an interview this week with Dame, what's her name?
Ellen MacArthur.
No, Dame.
Edna Everidge.
No, Dame, you know.
Maggie Smith.
Sang We'll Meet Again.
Oh, yeah. I read that as well. Vera Lynn.
Dame Vera Lynn.
Yeah.
Dame Vera Lynn. Read that this week.
Yeah.
She may be 93 or something, John. But
she's over 100. About 107 or something.
No, she isn't. She's 100. She's not 107, John.
I promise you she's over
She's about 96, okay. 95, 96. You've said 107.
Well, she's over 100.
She's not over 100. She's 96.
Who's right and who's wrong here? She's 102.
She's 102?
Yeah.
Vera Lynn?
Yeah.
She's not 102.
She is.
Flipping heck.
Yeah.
I will continue with my anecdote about Vera Lynn. Dame Vera Lynn, she bloody loves Dover Athletic. She was down the crabble. This is a nice idea for us.
Is this in an interview?
This is a lovely feature for us, John, this. Isn't it? We'll cheat again. And anyway, she was saying she was down there. She wasn't down the crabble, but I'd love to see her down there. Dagging them on a you fucking bastards. Down there. It's not the point of my story.
What is the point of the story?
Just how on brand Vera Lynn is. She said, oh, I'm a vegetarian as well. Oh, no. I do eat the odd bit of fish, but only Dover sole.
Ah. They must. The Isn't Dover marketing board must love her, mustn't
Isn't
say?
She good, Vera Lynn?
She's great.
102, John. Still got it upstairs.
Yeah.
Still whacking out the hashtag. Hashtag Dover Soul Will Meet Again royalty. I've put another M&M in my mouth now, so you can carry on with the news.
I better carry on. Finally, a couple more results just to talk about. Harrogate got a 3-0 victory at Barrow to follow up their 2-2 draw with Solihull on Saturday. Two goals from Will Smith.
Oh.
Barrow losing to Harrogate. They also lost on the opening day to Wrexham, which brings us on to Wrexham finally. Boreham Wood on Tuesday night.
Has the slump started yet, John?
Boreham Wood fought from two goals down late on to deny Wrexham with a 2-2 draw. It's Groundhog Day, folks.
Yes.
Kieran Murta started the recovery for the home side.
Is Luke Young still playing for Wrexham, John?
He is still playing for them. Kieran Murta started. You interrupted me midway through
long run-up to this joke.
Kieran Murta.
Everybody
started,
quiet, please, while John does his joke.
Kieran Murta started the late recovery for the home side when he was teed up to score by Zorba Thomas.
Oh,
that would be
Zorba the Greek. Oh, do you know what? This sort of music, you go, oh, God. But if you're in Greece and someone's playing this, you lose your mind, don't you, John?
And then when it gets to this bit, you're like, yes, come on.
Plates smashing everywhere around Virilin's house. Someone's bought her some fish that isn't Dover sole. What's this shit? We will not meet again. There we are.
That's the news.
Which I think when Dover win, they say, oh, another Vera Lynn for us. Another Vera. We'll do from now on. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. John's had to pop out for a minute, but we're going to speak to an old friend of the National Obsession podcast. He's joined us on the line. I don't know why, but because he sort of disappeared at the end of last year and we don't really need him, but he's obviously got something to say. And we're joined by Hearst. Hello, Hearst.
Hello, Baker, you bastard, you are through the hearse.
Hello.
You're connected to the hearse. Hello from the hearse.
Oh, still doing the hearse.
Hello from the other side.
Hello. Sorry, it's Adele, is it?
It is. I often say that to my patrons. Anyway, Baker, you bastard, don't distract me, because you know full well what this is about.
Now, what is it about?
Johnson out.
Johnson out? Why Johnson out?
Johnson out. Hours in, I told you.
Oh dear, I don't agree with.
Oh dear me, how I laughed and laughed and laughed.
There's only one defeat, and it's the beginning of the season in a new league.
Laughed and laughed. Oh, it was funny. I've been telling you all along, Johnson, he's a manager charlatan, Baker, you bastard. You never listen.
Don't swear, please. Don't swear.
I apologise for swearing. I am. I'm driving along the little cliff top route, actually, on my way to a chapel, but I had to quickly call you and register. So funny.
Well, you take care with the driving. You shouldn't. Seem to have lost Hearst there, but no great loss, to be honest. Johnson forever.
The National Obsession.
Well, you're right. It's me, Tim White, here, and it's transfer deadline day, of course, in the Premier League this week. But let me tell you, the deals have been coming in thick and fast in the National League too. Notts County, well, they signed 27-year-old centre-half Connell Rawlinson after they reached an agreement with League Two side Port Vale. Hold on one moment now, let me just take care of something.
This is your service to Glasgow Central, calling at Watford Junction, Stoke-on-Trent, Preston, Lancaster, Carlisle and Glasgow Central. This breaking news just into me. My sources tell me some stations have short platforms.
Sorry, I'm back with you now. Elsewhere in the National League, Yeovil Town will leave signed midfielder Lawson Dass on a 2-year deal on a free transfer from MK Dons. Just bear with me again one moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am currently situated in the middle of this 10-coach train. And wow, if this turns out to be correct, fans of snacks and light refreshments will be over the moon, as I'm hearing an at-seat trolley service will be provided on this journey.
Sorry about that. And finally, FC Halifax Town will leave signed former Accrington winger Danny Williams, ex-Chesterfield left-back Jerome Binham-Williams, and former St Mirren midfielder Jeff King. You're all right, it's me, Tim White, on this Glasgow Central service.
National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Talkie Corner.
I know, you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
And they are Talkie Corner. It's nice to hear that sweary man. He'll have been there at Damson Park Tuesday night, I expect.
Although, female ref on Tuesday night, so probably didn't call her a bastard.
I just call her a ref.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
Because I'm so woke.
You're very woke. You're Chris Wokes.
Chris Wokes. Talkie, it's a good start, John. And let me tell you why. If we drew Saturday, drew Tuesday night, and we drew this Saturday, we'd be like, okay, that's not a bad start of the season.
Yeah.
Right? If we lose, we lost Tuesday night. We're a new team. Our average age, I saw this week, is 21.5 years old.
I didn't realise it was that young.
I know. We are the youngest average team in the whole of the National League. Still gelling together. We only signed three of the players on the Friday before the game. We'll win Saturday. That's 6 points from the first two games. Easily win Saturday. Bromley. Have you ever been there?
I have.
It's not even a place. Is it?
Plastic pitch.
Is it?
Plastic pitch.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ultimately positive about the Gulls.
Yeah.
Gary will sort it out.
I think he will. You can't tell anything after two games.
We're going to hammer.
There's a lot of overreaction after a win and a lot of overreaction after a lose.
And also,
but the truth
said,
lies somewhere in the middle.
None of these games matter, John. The penalty thing is I'm proud of us for the penalties, John. Proud of us for never scoring a penalty. It's nice that we see them as cheating, which is what they are. But also, wasn't it nice that Jamie Reid let Armani Little take it? Because he's only little. I'm only little.
Well, I'm going to be there on Saturday.
Are you going, John?
Yeah.
I shan't be. I shall be at Gatwick Airport.
Oh, let
flying
me guess.
Back.
You're going to Portugal.
Going back to Portugal.
Why do you talk about Portugal some more?
It's a good place. It's a good place. Are you going to go? Are you, John?
Yes. What? Looking forward to seeing them all in action, though. All new players.
Oh, lovely.
Armani Little.
Manny Duku. Who we're going to hear from, actually.
Yeah.
His mum, aren't we, next week?
Yeah.
Sue Duku. She's all about numbers in the box. She's like a Tony Pulis team. It's all about numbers in the box. Sue Duku, she'll be on next week.
Yeah, Sue Duku.
We're going to be absolutely fine, and we will thrash Bromley. I'm saying 3 or 4-1
wow.
on Saturday,
okay.
John.
I was going to go for a nervy 1-0.
Nope, 3 or 4-1.
Okay.
Early goal, douche in. There we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession, and it's time. Oh, John, I'm a bit nervous. I'm a bit nervous for you.
Well, yeah.
This is your big moment, isn't
it? I've done another of our
big interviews. Is that what it's called?
Big interview.
The big interview.
Part of the new, what did we call it last week? I've forgotten.
Positive intention.
Initiative. New initiatives for this season.
New initiative. So we're not just a Talkie United podcast. We should not, John. We're in full National League. And now we're...
Many more strings to our bow.
Covering the minnows in the National League South.
Exactly. And I caught up with Billericay's assistant manager, Jamie O'Hara, formerly of Wolves and Spurs and Celebrity Big Brother, and we asked him 6 questions.
In the big interview.
Oh, what's better for a night out? Southend or the West End? I'd definitely say West End. You can't beat London for sure. Arge or the GC? Listen, Arge is a good friend of mine, so definitely Arge. I love his Frank Sinatra songs, that's for sure. Has Glenn ever let me drive his Ferrari? No, but I'm going to get in there one day for sure. Arsenal or Spurs? What a stupid question. Spurs, come on. National League South or Celebrity Big Brother? I would love to win the National League South over anything. Oh, biggest beast, Akinfenwa or Matt Reed? Well, we've just signed Matt Reed at Billericay, so I'd definitely go with Reed. He's going to be a big beast for us.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener.
Go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Letters from a listener, John.
Yeah, boy.
Any letters today? Yeah, boy.
We have letters.
We have letters.
Yeah, we
good
do
news.
Have letters.
Good
we
news.
Start with Rob Walker, FOF2. He
FOF
says,
number two.
Hi, John and Charlie. Great to have you back for
on the
season.
Ice, Rob.
On the ice, Rob. Let's hope it's a good one again for Torquay. Was I mistaken, or was the Grand Nationale on the last episode on the ice, Rob Walker? I believe he's talking about the Billericay game, because I listened back to it and I did think certain similarities to the host of the Billericay game.
Yeah.
And the Grand Nationale.
Oh, well, I don't think so, is it? Because it's the games master, isn't it?
Yeah, he's the games master.
He's the games master. I don't think it's the Grand Nationale.
Some kind of distant relation or something.
Well, I don't think he was on there, though, but thank you for your interest, Rob.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Rob.
I think we'll have some more from Rob later on.
We'll hear from Rob very shortly, I think. And Lee Cloak. FOF11, Lee Cloak.
FOF11. Oh, now we met Lee Cloak at Chippenham Town, didn't we, John?
I didn't.
I was away. Chippenham Town away. I met Lee Cloak. Had a photo with him.
Ah, okay. Oh, no. Was it Concord Rangers?
Concord Rangers away.
Yes.
Not Chippenham Town. That was a terrible day out.
Anyway, Lee says, hello, lads. Great to have you back. It's been a long summer. Seeing as Torquay have been promoted to the greatest league in the world,
yeah.
And I'm not sure if you'll be focusing on the National League South, to
the
be
top
honest.
Top division.
Not sure what it is.
The National League what?
I thought I'd introduce you to and focus on my second love, Tonbridge Angels.
Ooh.
You've recently got promoted to the National League South.
Are they?
This year, so they're in the National League South.
He can be going to them as well now.
He says, myself and my dad are exiles and have been living in Kent for the last few years, so it's difficult to get to every Torquay home game, although we do manage to get to 9 or 10 home games every year. Anyway, since being dragged away from the homeland in the late 90s, we've been following local club Tonbridge Angels.
Ooh.
We've actually been here in the National League South before, back in the Blue Square glory days. I don't know if anyone calls them glory days, but after 4 years away, we've made our way back. And he includes the following few facts about Tonbridge Angels. Former Sutton and Ebbsfleet defender Steve McKim is the current manager, taking over from former goals loanee Tommy Warrilow.
When did he?
Limit.
Well, I tell you what, Warrilow. It was a low point.
Yeah. Tonbridge play at Longmead, a plucky little ground fit for purpose with a bloody massive car park.
Bigger car park than a ground. Is that ever a good sign?
He says, Torquay United links include Shamir Fenelon, remember him?
Yeah.
Put Shamir Fenelon!
Yes.
And David Fitzpatrick, who've both been on loan.
Lucky as for well David.
As well as that Tim...
Fitzpatrick.
As well as that, Tim Sills and Chris Zabrowski have graced the Longmead turf with Gosport and Eastleigh, respectively.
Oh, I like them. We'll keep an eye out for him.
He says, at the time of writing, the Angels have had a poor start with defeats to Dulwich and Eastbourne, but the only way is up. Star players include winger Joe Turner and midfielder Deshaun Theobalds.
Oh, I like him.
Anyway, I think that'll do for boring facts about Tonbridge. Up the goals and on the ice, Lee Cloak. There
Lee
you go.
Cloak.
Everything you wanted to know about Tonbridge Angels
and you know what,
saved
John,
us a job.
People who are just a Talk United podcast, they'd have just not gone, well, what, we're not interested in this.
Yeah.
But we're a National League football podcast.
Yeah.
Very interested in a focus on Tonbridge Angels. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you,
Lee.
Lee.
Is that all the letters, John?
That's all the letters.
That's all the letters from a listener. And now we're doing this season on the podcast. We're getting our listeners involved, especially the FOFs.
We are. And I think the first one last week, Marcus R. Scott, FOF 1,
Guinea
roaring
pig.
Success.
He didn't manage Billericay to success, did he, unfortunately, in the Billericay game. But he's very good. And it was very nice to chat to and put a voice to a name. But I believe we have a FOF now, FOF number two.
We started with FOF one. It's only right to go to FOF two.
Just how it works. Tracked him down. Who is it, John?
It's Rob Walker.
Rob Walker. Hello, Rob.
Good evening.
Good evening. On the ice to you, Rob.
On the ice.
Martin Rice, Rob.
Yes, Martin Rice.
Bad start
I remember
from
who
Rob.
Had to say it, but it was us or Rob. It was us. Mucked it up.
On the ice, Rob. How are you this evening, Rob?
I'm very well, thank you.
And where are you?
On the Wirral.
On the Wirral.
Yes, on the Wirral.
I've been to Southport. Is that on the Wirral?
Nope, that's Merseyside.
Yeah.
Wirral's a peninsula.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got the sea on three sides.
Hey. I like the sound of that. Sea's on three sides. Like going away at Plymouth Argyle. Have you been at work today, Rob?
Yes, I've been at work. Yep.
Yeah. What do you want to tell us what you do, or are you a spy or something? To make something up.
Landscape gardener.
Oh,
I didn't know I knew that. of the tense Torquay United games last year, I just did a load of gardening to try and put my mind off it. And Rob criticised the state of my paving.
Rob?
Yeah.
You sound like my sort of person.
Said it needed levelling.
Not
which is true, it does.
Not crazy enough.
John to criticise a listener.
Yes, exactly. Chasing people off. Tranmere. Yeah. Now, it's a shame they've ceased to exist. We don't know where they are anymore.
They must have gone out of business.
We remember them in the National League a couple of seasons ago. I don't know where they are now.
Seem to have disappeared. League One, aren't they? Yes.
League.
What is it?
Two promotions.
What is it? League what?
League One.
I've not heard of it. We're a National League podcast. I don't know what you're... No, not heard of it. No. Not heard of it.
To move on, I think.
I think I just made it up, actually.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
If you want to create these little leagues that you now play in, Rob, that's up to you. But we're in the top of the National League. Thank you so much for, being a foff, listening to the National Obsession. We really appreciate it. Writing into us or tweeting us, whatever you did, that's so kind. Would you like the chance to manage Billericay Town?
I would love to, yes.
Well, we are going to play the Billericay game. Welcome, Wanderer. You join us from the Wirral, I believe.
Yes, I do.
Have you been paving today?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I knew that. We are going to play the Billericay Adventure Game. Dare you play it?
I dare.
I have two dice in my hand. I would like you to say, roll the dice, please, Games Master. And I will roll the dice and you... Wait, please, fair wanderer. roll the dice and I will roll the dice and you will find out how you have done as Billericay's interim manager before Glenn Tamplin gets involved. Are you ready, fair wanderer?
I am ready.
What would you like to say?
Roll the dice, please, Game Master.
4.
It's a good start. You have won the first 4 games on the trot. Confidence is high, and Matt Reed has already bagged 10 goals.
Congratulations. You have made a fair start.
Very good.
I am waiting.
Roll the dice, please, Game Master.
2.
A 2. Glenn Tamplin has added an image of himself healing a sick child to the club mural. Unfortunately, someone childish has defaced it with devil horns and a Hitler moustache. Glenn goes postal on them on social media before disappearing for 3 weeks and everything is up in the air.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. We ready for our next roll?
Roll the dice, please, Game Master.
1.
Despite the off-field chaos, results remain steady and you're cruising at the top of the table. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? Roll the dice, Games Master. It is a 5.
It's got to Christmas and you are top of the table. However, a pair of aviators and a matrix coat have appeared on the touchline. Glenn is back and he means business.
Two rolls to go. Like me on a meal deal, 2 rolls to go.
Roll the dice, please, Game Master.
It's a 6.
It's March, and you've lost your first game in 3 months, a 1-0 defeat at home to East Thurrock. Glenn calls you into his office.
Pick
the final roll will decide.
Pick my son.
Oh, roll the dice, please, Game Master.
1.
You have been sacked. Oh. Glenn Tamplin has installed himself as manager, playing his son up front. Billericay lose the last 6 games, bomb out of the playoffs and miss out on promotion. Matt Reed gets sent off for headbutting a defender and Cantona's a fan and immediately quits the club. Rob,
you've been tamplined. There we are, Rob. Bad luck. It was going so well.
That was
going
to happen.
You were such a good manager, Rob.
Got as far as anyone's ever got.
Unbelievable.
But you got tamplined.
Oh, dear.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for writing to us.
One
of the original foffs. Foff number 2. It's Rob Walker. Yeah!
The National Obsession.
Well, that was the National Obsession. John, we were going to do a thing this week. And we've forgotten to do it again. We'll try and do it next week. We're going to pick a team, won't we, at random, from the Northern Premier League and the Isthmian League.
Yes, oh, we'll do that
to
next week.
To be our teams, separate teams, and we're going to follow them. So we'll do that next week. Do get in touch with us. Do send us a letters on what's the
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Or tweet us at NatObsPod.
Newton Abbott Football Club this weekend. Bromley are in Newton Abbott Football Club.
They are. They're in Newton Abbott Football
Club. Big time.
Exactly. Look up episode 72, whatever it was.
71.
We don't know,
Series
John.
3, episode 1. God. Anyway, as they
lucky
say...
Lucky it's not a making a list podcast.
As they say at Aston Villa, have a marvellous Macamba.
We really miss you. We really wish you a marvellous Macamba.
Have a marvellous Macamba. I used to have a lecturer at university called Brilliant Malanga.
And did he?
Yeah. Have a marvellous Macamba, and what's more, have a brilliant Malanga.
I saw him in the showers. He had a marvellous Macamba. And his friend had a brilliant Malanga. Anyway, there we are. On the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.